A food and drink festival recognizing Tri-Cities restaurants makes its highly anticipated two-year comeback today, February 17. The second Taste of the Tri-Cities runs until March 12, and is set to celebrate establishments, breweries, bakeries and other eateries across Coquitlam, Port Coquitlam and Port Moody. And, the participants list has doubled to more than 50 businesses from 25 during its inaugural event in 2021. I remember participating in the Taste of the Tri-Cities Festival as a consumer. My favorite part of it all was just discovering all these new places that I had no idea existed, said Christina Brown, Operations Manager of the Tri-Cities Chamber of Commerce, TCCC. The TCCC is a co-host of the 2023 festival alongside the Tri-Local Collective that was launched during the COVID-19 pandemic to encourage residents and visitors to support regional businesses. Anytime that consumers can support local businesses, it really ends up helping the community as a whole, and this festival, in my opinion, makes that fun and delicious, Brown added. Shopping locally has never been so easy and delicious. At each location, interested patrons can choose a set menu that features exclusive discounts, as well as takeout features and offers to satisfy everyone's palate. The 2023 Taste of the Tri-Cities participants are as follows, in alphabetical order: Bar and Restaurant Nello's, Beanery Coffee House and Eatery, Bjorn Bar Bakery, Sea Market Coffee, Café Delish, Café Divano, Cakes and Sweets Bakery, Cake Ya, Cannoli King, Cassandra Cake Company, Coffee Plus Vanilla, Delish Gluten-Free Bakery, Donut Love, Earl's Port Coquitlam, Fairways Grill and Patio, Fresh Slice Pizza, Gabby and Jules Handmade Pies and Baked Goodness, Golden Parrots Pub and Restaurant, High Street Pizza, House of Tofu Soup and Grill Express, Ibex Cafe and Kitchen, John B. Pub, Kokomo, Lizeza's Grill Indian Cuisine, Legend House Chinese Restaurant, Lowe's Tacos, M Cafe, Mariner Brewing, Mian Ed's Pizza Parlors, Milestones Bar and Grill, Moody Ales & Co. Nagano Japanese Restaurant, Olivier's La Boulangerie, Orange Kitchen and Bar, Pajo's Fish and Chips at Rocky Point Park, Pasta Polo and Brick Oven Pizza, Patina Brewing Company, Romer's Burger Bar, Saba Nuts and Dried Fruit, C Senior Taqueria, Singapore Hawker, Soul Bite Food Inc., Steve's Poke Bar Henderson, Taco Del Mar, Tap House Coquitlam, Thai Coco, The Good Wolf Cafe & Co., The Hard Bean Brunch Company, The Wild Fig, Tin House Brewing Inc., Westwood Plateau Golf and Country Club. The Tri-City News is a sponsor of Taste of the Tri-Cities. For more information about the campaign and to find each establishment's specialty menu, you can visit the festival's website and social channels. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Tri-Local, at Tri-Local Now.